Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, along with Heather and John Lubertini in the KGO newsroom. Okay, I'm one of the 10 people maybe that watched the debate on Saturday night, but nonetheless, let's hand it over to Hillary for a second.
Instead of showing leadership, some candidates in this race are resorting to ugly, hateful rhetoric. Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, has made a name for himself in the last months by trafficking in prejudice and paranoia. His latest insult is his call to stop all Muslims from entering the United States. This is both a shameless and a dangerous idea. At a time when America should be doing everything we can to lead the fight to defeat ISIS and other radical jihadists, Donald Trump is playing right into their hands.
And of course, he flipped out and started talking about Hillary Schlong, this, that, and the other. You know which way that went. I don't know what your opinion is. 808-0810. We will weigh it. But I welcome my first guest this evening, and it's Qasem Rashid, who is a Muslim American activist and author. He is the author of his brand new book, hashtag Talk to Me. And good evening. Thank you for joining me, Qasem. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Drex. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. So, you know, your spin on the current situation with Hillary and Donald going on. As a matter of fact, Heather, we just saw another tweet fly up on the screen here.
Oh, from Trump, sort of defending his Schlonggate stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what is your spin on all of this?
Well, you know, I mean, Heather and I have talked before. I'm a national spokesperson for the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. We're the nation's oldest Muslim organization, and we're generally known as Muslims who believe in the Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian. And, you know, we've done our best to stay out of politics. We focus on the reformation of youth and combating radicalization by getting our youth involved in humanitarian projects, community service projects, civic engagement. What we're seeing with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is just the ugly mudslinging politics that you don't want to see. You know, you want to see people stick to the issues. I commend Hillary on calling out this really extremist rhetoric that Donald Trump is bringing up, because let's be honest, this guy is promoting a very dangerous ideology. He's promoting a level of extremism. There was a great article in the Washington Post on how Donald Trump is reviving the dying racist organizations in America. He's trying to make it mainstream, and that's frightening. And what our response as the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is that, look, this is not what our country was created for. We were created for religious freedom, for religious equality. And you can't broad brushstroke an entire section of America based on religion just because it gets you political points.
Well, those white supremacists, you're right about the white supremacist groups. I mean, boy, you know, it's like they have a roaring platform at this point. And by the way, I hear it in my head, people, you know, talking to me telepathically through their own radios. Drex, why don't you ask this guy why, as a Muslim American activist, why he's, you know, focusing on other things when we're looking for Muslim Americans like you to talk about politics and xenophobia and intolerance, especially in light of things that are going on?
Yeah, no, we're on it. I mean, look, we have a very organized community in the United States. We're the largest Muslim community in the country. We have 4 major meetings on Capitol Hill, one with our youth, one with our women's leaders, and one with our men, and one with our children, like ages 7 to 15. And the women focus on combating bullying, the youth combat focus on combating hunger. Our men focus on combating religious freedom, or religious persecution. So we're actively involved. And one thing that you're going to see very soon is we're launching a nationwide campaign called the True Islam Campaign. It's the full campaign is True Islam and the Extremists. And the idea is to be able to establish some ground rules of what defines true Islam and what is extremism, so that an American, somebody who knows maybe nothing about Islam, can look at this campaign and understand what does true Islam teach. And I can give you a couple of things. True Islam teaches free speech, religious freedom, separation of mosque and state, equality between men and women. So these campaigns are out there, and what we want to do is rather than demonize anybody, rather than tell people, no, you can't be part of us, we want to invite everyone to join us, because together, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, atheist, Jewish, together, that's how we're going to combat extremists.
Well, I have so much respect, and I don't know if you saw this story, but her name is Larcia Hawkins. She is an associate professor of political science at Wheaton, and she got herself in trouble because she was asking and throwing the rhetorical question out there, do Muslims and Christians worship the same God? And if they do, why are we bedeviled by theologians and, you know, and everyday believers one side versus the other? It goes on and on and on. And by the way, and as of yesterday, this may have cost her, a tenured professor, her job. Because because she's asking and she's wearing in honor of, you know, of trying to protect and she's being anti-Trump by wearing the hijab. And she's trying to, you know, send this message suggesting that the believers in both faiths indeed do follow the same God.
Yeah, it's mind-numbing to me that this happened. You know, I grew up in Chicago, so I literally grew up down the street from Wheaton College. I had several friends go there. I ran cross country and track. We had track meets. You know, so I'm kind of blown away that they would take such a myopic path. You know, the reality is
I'm a Chicago guy. I'm shocked by this too. At Wheaton, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Muslims, Christians, Jews, we're all, you know, Abrahamic faith. We all find that common core with Prophet Abraham. You know, we Muslims revere the Bible. We revere Jesus Christ, Mary, Mother of Jesus, who is always depicted as wearing basically a hijab, is the Quran calls her the greatest woman that ever lived. So, you know, I would think that an evangelical organization that's focused on uniting humanity would see this as an opportunity to do just that.
Exactly.
For them to respond this way sends a really negative message to Americans and really to people around the world.
Wow, this is amazing. 808-0810. I've got a break for the news, but when I come back, I want to ask you because, okay, so I understand when you talk about the Quran and, you know, you talk about Muhammad and you discuss Jesus. Okay, so for the sake of God, why on the other side, on the Christianity side, do we not have an open discussion about Prophet, you know, Muhammad being at least one of the prophets? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. So if we're looking at the same God, and by the way, do you think that we are? 808-0810 is the number. We'll continue our conversation, and then we'll bring it over to the East Bay.
Talk about local nut job.
Yes, plotting against Muslims. As a reminder, and he's a white guy, so boy, what would have happened? And he ends up in the county jail. If it would have been reverse, you know what would have happened. Okay, all right. Qasim Rashid is my guest, and we'll continue our conversation in just a few minutes on KGO 810.
Are you covered yet? Call CCHP now at 1-888-260-4782.
Wow, can you believe the holidays are here and it is finally feeling cold outside?
Keep the cold outside, but stay warm and cozy inside with new energy-efficient windows.
All while saving you money.
American Vision Windows is saving you money with zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for one whole year. So call 866-723-7454.
American Vision Windows offers the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
This offer expires December 31st, so call now. 866-723-7454 for zero money down, zero payments, and zero interest for one year. 866-723-7454 or AmericanVisionWindows.com.
Kathleen and I are so thankful for our entire team at American Vision Windows, and especially for you, our customers.
From our family to yours, we would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
On approved credit restrictions apply. Please call for details. CSOB number 778-326.
White guy's alleged bomb plot against Muslim is a reminder that nobody has a monopoly on terror. Now, if it were reverse, wouldn't he be charged with terrorism? But yet he's not. We'll discuss coming up, and we'll continue our conversation about, you know, the Muslim faith and the Christian faith. Aren't we all praying to the same God anyway? 808-0810 is the number. First, John Lobertini in the KGO News.
Cisco, the Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
If you lose the Republican nomination, are you a loser?
Certain way, yeah. Hate to say it. If I lost the nomination, yeah, I guess I'd call myself a loser. I've never said that about myself before. Look, I want to win. I want to make America great again. If I lose the nomination, not so good.
Well, then that means you would be schlonged. Do I have that correct? So would you apologize to yourself if you were schlonged, Mr. Trump? Because you should. Because you're a schloozer. And a schlonger. And you've been schlonged. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. That was from Barbara Waters. Funny how the tables turn in just a matter of like 3 or 4 days. Don't you love it? Boy, just think of the fun that's just around the corner. Come on, 2016. It can't get here quick enough. All right. I'm having so much fun. Let's.
You're right. He's trying to reframe that word, and it's going to come back to bite him.
It just did. I mean, well, I'm playing that from Monday night, and that was Barbara Waters,
right,
most fascinating,
but I mean,
over the weekend.
In 2016,
yes.
He is not going to be president of the U.S., and then we can all run around and say, oh, you got schlonged. I can't wait for somebody to do like a internet meme.
Well, I hope I was the first one to catch that. Okay, 808-0810. All of our lines are full. As people drop off, you can join us. That's because, why are they? Well, because we're talking about Trump and we're talking about Hillary and all of that schlonginess. And we have our guest, Qasem. Do I have that right? Qasem?
Yeah.
Yes, Qasem Rashid, who is a Muslim American activist and author of hashtag Talk to me, okay? And I very much appreciate you talking to us this evening, sir. And before we went into the break and this blew up the phones, do Muslims and Christians worship the same God? Isn't this a question that has bedeviled theologians throughout the days? And, you know, we have this associate professor of political science at Wheaton who brought this entire topic up last Tuesday, and now she's about to lose her tenured gig. Now, I doubt, as we were talking about, I doubt that's going to happen, but it makes people go crazy. So, Qasem, we're going to take some phone calls here, and I'll let you respond. Heather, why don't we start with...
Yeah, Rick in Mountain View is on the line.
Okay, Rick in Mountain View, good evening. You're on KGO.
Yes, I'm a Christian, and Muslims and Christians do not believe in the same God. As a Christian, I believe in the Trinity, which is the one God revealed in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As I understand, Muslims believe that that's paganism. Second of all, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God incarnate. That is, a God who took on human form. And Muslims respect Jesus as a prophet, but do not believe that he's God. Third of all,
I don't think they think that Muhammad is God either. I'm going to let him respond. Yes, Qasem, what would you say? I mean, you know, that's...
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have a lot of good friends who are Christians that are also Arabs. And they'll tell you that when they refer to God, they call God Allah. And if you read Arabic Bible in Genesis, in the Gospel, God is referred to as Allah. And so, you know, from a perspective, historically speaking, it's been interchangeable. Now, we define God differently. There's no doubt about that. We may have different definitions of God. Some call him Yahweh as well. Some call him Jehovah. But to claim that there's two different creators of the universe is just nonsensical. I mean, I think we both worship the same God. We may have different names, but it's certainly the same God.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. And Heather, where do we go next? I think we go to Michael in Los Gatos. Let's see here. Wherever you'd like to go.
Hello. Hey, Drex.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you for calling. You're on KGO.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I would also say that the God of the Jews is much different than the Muslim God. In one aspect, we're taught in the tradition that we're made in the image of God. That is not the case in as far as Islam. And in Islam, there's a problematic verse in their Quran that says, you know, Allah is the best of deceivers, whereas in Numbers, you have God is not human that he should lie. So there's fundamentally, theologically, a major difference between the God that is worshipped by the Jews and by the Christians from that of Islam, which was essentially founded in 610 AD. And in comparing additionally, you know, I would say the false prophet Muhammad, not to be inflammatory, but, you know, he ran around murdering people and, you know, marrying nine-year-olds, multiple wives. You don't see that necessarily portrayed in the life of Jesus Christ. So there's major differences, and that doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of good Muslim people, but you can be a very good person and be very much deceived.
All right, I'm going to let Qasim respond. Go ahead.
Thank you. So a lot to unpack there. So first of all, there's no verse in the Quran that says God is the deceiver. That's ridiculous. I mean, this is a common Islamophobic accusation. And again, not to say the person who called it Islamophobic, but this is something you find on these anti-Muslim websites as a way to demonize Islam in the Quran. There's nothing in the Quran that says that. In fact, the Quran is adamant that you must be truth and you must always be truthful. Second thing is, again, this claim that Prophet Muhammad went around killing people is meritless. There's no evidence behind that whatsoever. The claim that he married a nine-year-old is also meritless and nonsensical. Interestingly, though, if you look at the Catholic Encyclopedia, it says Mary, mother of Jesus, was about 12 and Joseph was 91 upon their marriage. So I think there's an important historical element that we need to consider here as well. But I think most importantly, it's critical to see that the God described in the Old Testament, you know, "Hear, O Israel, your Lord God is one," is precisely the God described in the Quran, where God says that God is one, he has no partner. He begets not, nor is he begotten. So in actuality, if we want to compare the God of the Torah to the God of the Quran and to the God described by Jesus Christ in the Gospel, they all talk about God's unity, and I think that's an important foundational premise on which we can find consistency and similarity and build bridges of understanding off of.
Okay, amen to that. By the way, so if you look at the Quran or if you look at the Bible, and just in between all of this, I would think to myself, and I'll think out loud, there's probably craziness in both of these books, and you can distort all over the place. I mean, it's all open to interpretation. And so I think one of the things is, and it's almost become cliche, and one of the problems I think that people in America have is Allah Akbar, or one of the jihadist crazies, do something horrific. They're screaming that cliche, that phrase, and it just makes American skin crawl.
Yeah, I mean, Allah Akbar simply means God is greater. There's nothing negative about it. These terrorists tried to hijack word.
Right.
But, you know, speaking of the Quran, you know, there's a beautiful verse in the Quran that talks about how there are certain verses that are foundational and certain verses that are open to interpretation. And then it goes on to say that those people who have a diseased heart, who have a perverted heart, find violent interpretations thereof. And so, you know, my open invitation to all of your listeners is a free Quran. Send me an email. I will get you a free Quran, free shipping, free everything, with translation, and you can read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself and decide for yourself. I think education is a solution to the misinformation that's out there right now.
Qasim Rashad, wow, that's fantastic. We will put all this information at kgoradio.com. You can check it out, and we'll continue our conversation in a minute. But first, let's check out what the traffic situation is. I know it's a mess. Let's check out the sinkhole thing that's going on. I suppose it's still active. Neil, what is going on?
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
My God. No, your God. No, the Muslim God. No, the Christian God. My God, the Empire Striking Back. Talk about God. Holy potatoes, people.
You know, this is exactly why I wash my hands of all religion, and my life is so simple and so sweet.
So,
sorry, no offense, Cosm.
Cosm Rashid.
No offense, don't worry.
It's a lot of fun. He's a Muslim American activist, which I said at the beginning of the conversation. I'll go ahead and say it so that you don't have to think Drex didn't say it. He did say it. Where are you? Why can't we put you on the top of the tower with the biggest broadcast voice in all the land so that people can hear you? Where are these Muslim Americans when they should be standing up for their own faith? Well, here is one. Okay. All right. We've got one. All right. And there's a lot of them out there. And by the way, here's why you can't get through to KGO. Because I'm talking about this story about the professor at Wheaton, which is an evangelical college. In Chicago, outside of Chicago, right. The professor suspended for saying Muslims and Christians worship the same God. And then all hell broke loose. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Kevin in San Francisco is joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. You're on KGO.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks. I just wanted to speak a little bit about, I guess, what people fear. And it's really what they don't know about. And I know that I live in the Bay Area. And I guess as far as, you know, really learning more about like the Muslim faith and the Muslim community would make it a lot easier for not only myself but other people to not fear Muslims because of some of the bad things that are going on. And so I actually just took a class recently about, you know, crisis intervention training, and it tells you more and a lot more about, you know, the Muslim faith and the Muslim community, especially regarding law enforcement, because I respond to calls and things along those lines. And I guess my question more is about what is there in the Bay Area, like workshops or things along those lines, so that people can learn more about the Muslim faith community?
Very good.
Oh, man, beautiful question. Now we're talking. You know, so we have about 100 mosques around the country. We have one in Oakland, one in Milpitas, and our doors are always open, always. In fact, I get emails constantly from people saying, hey, I just want to stop by a mosque. I'm not interested in converting. I just want to talk to a Muslim and just make a new friend. And we're all about that. That's literally why we exist. So if you want to attend a local mosque, shoot me an email. I'll get you in touch with a local Muslim. If you prefer to speak with a male Muslim, I'll get you in touch. A female Muslim, I'll get you in touch. Let's break bread together. Let's do a blood drive together. Let's clean up a highway together. Let's do something productive to help our society, but let's just do it together.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's
Thank you very much,
beautiful
Kevin.
Thing yeah. I've heard in weeks.
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to have all of Qasem Rashid's information at kgoradio.com. We're going to have it all up there. His book, his brand new book, is hashtag Talk to Me. So you can look that up. You can buy it. And we appreciate you listening. Heather, who's next?
Let's go to Kent in Hayward.
Kent, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Go ahead.
What I wanted to say was all three religions are founded in Abraham. So if the father of all three religions is Abraham, then how can we be worshiping a different God? And people that talk about how Muhammad was a pedophile and all that kind of stuff, well, you know, David, one of God's most beloved in the Christian and Jewish religion, sent the man off to war so he could steal his wife. Solomon had concubines and multiple wives and hundreds of kids. So let's dispel this whole thing about what people did 1500 a millennium ago, and both the Christian, Jewish and Muslim religions have done heinous atrocities throughout history. So let's not talk about, you know, a bad Muslim now or anything like that. And I want to leave you with one profound statement. And this applies to Christians, Jews, or Muslims. Those who would kill in the name of religion have none.
Thank you,
Thank
Kent.
You very much.
Oh,
boy,
my God.
We're getting great calls.
Fabulous. Your response, Qasem?
Yes.
No, I mean, well said. You know, you take an extremist Muslim, extremist Jew, extremist Christian, you put them in the same room, and they're going to have a lot in common. You take a compassionate Muslim, compassionate Christian, compassionate Jew, and put them in the same room, and they're going to have a lot more in common. And you know, I do want to say one second and address this this claim that Prophet Muhammad married a girl who was underage. This is a meritless accusation. I addressed this in my second book in detail. You know, Aisha was about 14 or 15, which, you know, even by U.S. standards, if you look at the minimum marriage age in California, it's only 13 today. You know, so I'm not
back in the day, people only lived till 35 or 40 anyway.
But back in the day, exactly. when your average life expectancy was 30 to 35, getting married at 14, 15 is very common. And so now some people have tried to make this accusation. And it's really unfortunate because there's just no historical evidence behind it whatsoever. So this should probably
just... You know, and I just want to say, and I not to oversimplify the xenophobia thing, but one of the things that's crazy to me, I was raised as a Christian, so Jesus Christ was front and forward. But nonetheless, when I would think of God, it was always in this, and it always was in this bigger than the universe context in which, what is it? It's whatever you want it to be. It could be the telephone pole outside. So, it drives me crazy with this arguing about, are these two gods the same? All right, I don't want to run out of time, so let's take some more calls.
Yeah, then we have Chris in Vallejo.
Chris in Vallejo, good evening. You're on KGO.
Yeah, good evening, Drex. I just wanted to make a quick comment that, first off, we're all human beings, and it's all silly because one thing is... God is as far as I'm concerned, is everywhere, okay? Now...
Right, isn't that true? I mean, you're nailing it, just what I said. I mean, who can put a label on it?
Exactly, but the whole point is...
It's George Burns, for God's sake.
He's not very hands-on if this is what it is on this earth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, because everybody's fighting amongst themselves. And I don't know, personally... I've gravitated towards science because at least science has the willingness to change and is looking for it, searching for it, something.
Yeah.
Where religion is, it's in a book. It's set in stone. This is what it is. That's, you know, and I'm right, you're wrong, and my God's better than your God.
But along with science, I think you can be in awe of the wonder of the universe and find religion in that.
Okay, next.
Right. You know, I mean, I like what you said there, you know, because you're right, you know. First of all, I tell people, don't take life too seriously. Nobody gets out of here alive anyway, right? You gotta enjoy life. You gotta do what you can to benefit those around you. But you know what? One thing that drew me to Islam was that your worship of God is private. It's personal. No one can dictate it, and you can't dictate it to anyone else. On the flip side, your service to humanity is public, and you have an obligation to serve humanity. And that, if you're gonna influence people, you don't do it by throwing a book in their face. You do it by giving them a meal, by giving them a place to sleep, by putting some clothes on their back.
Yes, and on both sides, you don't do it by blowing yourself up and killing people and being a terrorist. And you don't do it by carpet bombing hundreds of thousands of people in Arab cities. Neither one is correct. Okay, thank you. You are an incredible guest, Qasem. I would love to have you on again if we could. Please, Qasem Rashad.
A wonderful message for this time of year as well.
It is. And you know, it's just really good content. Yes, and once again, Qasem Rashid's book is #TalkToMe. Now, he offered free Qurans, and all of these sort of things if you'd like to reach out, and we're going to make sure that we post all of this information at KGOradio.com. All right, Lisa Durden, our Blacktivist, we're going to have fun with her coming up next on KGO 810.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.